This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Access to capital in this economy, and with it mobility and opportunity, are most definitely not evenly distributed. The challenge is getting the word out about what that lack of access to capital looks like. That brings us to the Pine Ridge Reservation in the southwest corner of South Dakota, almost 3,500 square miles, home to 20,000 people, but really only one option for business loans there, an organization called Lakota Funds. Tawny Brunch is the executive director. Welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me.
Tell me about the businesses to which you lend. What lines of work are they in?
So we don't have a lot of businesses on Pine Ridge. You drive through each of the nine districts, and you're not going to see your typical main streets, with curbs and gutters and storefronts and all of that. Our businesses are sometimes mechanics operating out of their own garage. Mm. We have a lot of quilt makers, for instance, where I've walked into to some of our clients' homes, and they've dedicated most of their house to the quilting machines and stuff. But currently, Lakota Fund's portfolio is made of primarily ag producers.
You grew up on Pine Ridge, right?
I grew up 12 miles south of the Badlands, south of Interior South Dakota. Wow. And so, yes, this is home. Actually, it feels like I've come full circle. Because growing up here, my grandma Puyer, Isabel Puyer, actually owned the business, Bell's Diner and Laundromat, right across the street from where my office is currently.
Huh.
So it felt good, like the universe had directed me back home.
I bet. Tell me about your grandma, though. I mean, I can't imagine however many years ago that was. It's got to be 50, 60 years ago, trying to get a business running on Pine Ridge.
Absolutely. And so my grandma, and that's some of my fondest memories of her, honestly. She started with the laundromat, and pretty soon she's making, her homemade caramel rolls. Those became so popular that she converted the whole space to be a cafe. She had to live at the back of her store to make that business work. And that's what she did.
Your grandma winds up businesswoman. How do you wind up in banking? Did you leave the reservation? Did you leave Pine Ridge and then come back?
I did. So where we grew up was about equal distance from about three different high schools. And some of those were on reservation, some of them were off. The decision that my parents made to send me to school off reservation really changed my whole life. I went to South Dakota State University and got my degree in commercial economics. Because I wanted to be like the movie Wall Street. I'm giving away my age here. But the movie Wall Street was huge in the day. I wanted to be like working, on the New York Stock Exchange. I wanted to be a stockbroker. So I went to school to be a commercial in commercial economics. There became a position available in Wall for a branch manager for Black Hills Federal Credit Union. I applied and, of course, got the job and was at Black Hills Federal for 8 years before I started at Lakota Funds.
So let's be clear here. You didn't want to be Gordon Gekko. You didn't want to do that whole greed is good
right,
thing. But,
right?
But look, let me ask you. The reason I asked you about yourself is so I could ask you this question, which is young people today, when they leave Pine Ridge, do they come back? Because that's the economic future, right?
Absolutely. And I think kind of we can't get away from Pine Ridge because this is home and there's no place else like it. It's hard to leave, but a lot of times, even if these kids, go to school somewhere, it's hard for them to finish out and get their four-year degree. Sometimes they do leave and never come back because they don't see the economic opportunity here. And I just feel like that it should be completely opposite from that. We need every type of business on the Pine Ridge Reservation. Start your own business. Come back to Pine Ridge and start your own and then employ as many people as you want. But it takes a while before, people see that opportunity. I think it takes some time in us delivering that message.
Yeah. Tawny Brunch is the executive director of Lakota Funds. We got her on the Pine Ridge Reservation out in Kyle, South Dakota. Thanks for your time. I appreciate it.
Great. Thanks for having me, Kai.